Good morning. We pray this day greets you with grace and peace. My name is Will McLean.
And I'm Shayla Soriano.
Together we will guide you in a brief liturgy of morning prayer for this Wednesday, the day after the election. O Lord, open our lips.
And we shall declare your praise. New every morning is your love, great God of light. And all day long, you're working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Shayla and I will now responsively read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble.
That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea.
When its waters roar in rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves.
There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High.
God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar, kingdoms crumble. God utters his voice. The earth melts.
The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. We invite you now to hear a reading from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. A legal expert stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What is written in the law? How do you interpret it?" He responded, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your love your neighbors as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But the legal expert wanted to prove he was right. So he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He encountered thieves who stripped him naked, beat him, and left him near death. Now it just so happened that a priest was also going down the same road. When he saw the injured man, he crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. Likewise, a Levite came by the spot, saw the injured man, and crossed over to the other side of the road and went on his way. A Samaritan who was on a journey came to where the man was. But when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. The Samaritan went on and bandaged his wounds, tending them with oil and wine. Then he placed the wounded man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took 2 full days' worth of wages and gave them to the innkeeper. He said, 'Take care of him, and when I return, I will pay you back for any additional costs.' What do you think? Which one of the three was a neighbor to the man who encountered thieves?" Then the legal expert said, "The one who demonstrated mercy towards him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
We invite you to reflect on the scripture. As we prepare to pray together, after each petition, I will leave space for silence, and I invite you in that silence to name before God, either aloud or within your own heart, people, situations, and circumstances that you wish to lift up to the Lord this day. Together, let us pray. God, we pray for the people of this congregation. Continue to guide us to live out your unconditional love, to walk humbly, and to continue to sacrificially love our neighbors. Together, God, we pray for those who suffer and for those who are in trouble. especially, God, those people who live with debilitating illness, for those who near death and seek the assurance of eternal life with you, for those whose daily life is a life of living with their backs against the wall, not knowing how ends will meet. Together we pray for the concerns of this local community. That God, you would continue to move in the hearts of all of those with power to bring about sensible gun reform. That our city would become a place where transportation was more accessible, allowing folks to live lives more fully and more connected. That God, our schools would continue to be places of belonging and flourishing for all children. Together, God, we pray for the world, its peoples, and its leaders. Especially on this Wednesday, God, we give you thanks for all of the faithful servants who diligently have counted votes over these last few weeks, and especially yesterday. Might you give us the courage to receive the results of their findings. And might you give us the faith and trust to live as your people today and tomorrow, who continue to be the witnesses of Christ's love in the world. Together we pray for the earth you have given to our care. Continue, God, to make us stewards and to teach us your gentle way of discipleship, that we might gracefully care for the earth beneath our feet, that we might be a people who plant and tend to gardens. Together we pray for the Church Universal, its leaders, its members, and its mission. God, continue to join us across our United Methodist connection and beyond, across our ecumenical connection with all of your people in the world, that God, we might bear witness to the life and love of Jesus Christ in all places. Together, let us pray in and with the communion of saints, giving thanks, God, for those witnesses in our lives who have continued to remind us of the joy of discipleship and the resilience of this race, that God, they give us the courage to continue living with the Spirit and to taking step by step this journey of following your Son wherever he leads us. All of us, we pray, God, as Christ is teaching us to pray, so that together we might pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Receive now this word of blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Wherever he may send you, may he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.